request for the time extension. Then next case is 9353. Excuse me, Singular Wireless LLC, special use exception for the telecommunications tower to the variant from the maximum height and lighting requirements. It requires a motion to...
Yeah, if you recall, a couple weeks, or I guess probably been a couple of months at this point, we received what we thought was the final version of the historic study, mm-hmm. and you approved a mechanism which would allow written comments about that study mm-hmm. up to a certain point prior to your consideration of it. Turned out it wasn't the final version, so we kind of put that aside. Now I think we have received what is the final version, and I asked the office to put this back under other business to see if you still wanted to allow for the written comments, and if so, to kind of set the deadlines. And I know the meetings have been moved around a little bit, so you'll have to take that into consideration as well.
If we were to allow additional written comments, would that include what's been sent to us already?
I would not think so. You're referring to the letter that you handed to me, and yeah, I don't think that there has been there hasn't been room or an offer extended for additional comment generally, which is what that letter was. So
we shouldn't consider it.
If you got that letter, you can give them to me as you often do, and I'll just put them in my file, and they won't be part of the record. But this is to determine if you wanted to extend that same option as you did the last time. And I guess you got meetings now, since we don't have one next week. They're what the...
We got one the 11th and the
18th.
11 and 18. I say by the first meeting in January, the 8th meeting.
Depends on how long you want to let period of time you want to keep open. And, of course, you want to cut it off several days before the meeting at which you're going to consider this because you want a chance to get all that stuff and read it. I mean, as opposed to getting something that, an hour before the meeting.
Have a cutoff like the 18th.
Which is what we did last time. I think we cut it off on a Wednesday or Thursday the last time, with a meeting scheduled the following Monday.
Well, that's provided the information gets to us and we have the time to read it. I'd say 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks before,
After we've received it, to put it on the agenda.
Now, where's this coming from? Right. Have you got the information? Or Dawn?
It came, I think it came in Dale's name, but to the office, so we do have the final versions. And Dawn will
you didn't get one sent to your house?
To everybody.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Oh, okay.
I got all that, okay.
But I don't know whether it's the same thing you're trying to ask, but the written comments, are they the written comments that were included in the historical study?
No. What you were going to do last time was this, because the historic study wasn't part of the record at the public hearing.
Yeah.
You decided to allow for that, or you wanted that done before you made your decision, and I think the decision was made that, well, since that wasn't available at the public hearing, we ought to at least give everybody in the public an opportunity to look at that and comment on that last piece of evidence.
But so we're waiting for the public to send their information back then now.
Well, that's the question. You were going to do that before, but the study wasn't a final version. So I had them put this on to see if you wanted to do that again and give them a chance now to submit those written comments.
I can't imagine it would be anything other than redundancy to what we heard, but I think it's fair to allow it.
I think you'd almost have to do that, of course. Give them a cutoff time and just move with it quick. I mean, give them, like you said, a two-week time.
Give them, yeah.
But there are some written comments that are part of that historical study that were included as a
group. Part of the study.
Well, that was from the opposition too, not necessarily. Right.
The study itself was extremely broad and it had a lot of paperwork in it. And some of it was stuff you already got at the public hearing. Mm-hmm. Some was new stuff. I mean, whatever the historic study is, it is.
Right.
And the question is, do you want to allow that, public comment, written comment? I'm not suggesting another public hearing. I don't think you want to get into that, but you were going to give an opportunity, and primarily that's going to end up being the two attorneys who were involved in the case as well. They'll submit their own comments.
I have a problem with that.
We've already got a 6-inch stack of paper. Might as well go for some more.
Me personally,
I think you should do it.
I think get it in. I say put it on the 18th.
I say. allow comment till the 18th, and then the first, and then the first meeting in January.
January 8th, we hear this and move this case forward.
Is it January 8th is the first meeting?
Am I correct on that?
Well, I'm saying,
January 8th is the first meeting?
I believe it is.
Or do we want the second meeting where we get the stuff by the first meeting?
Okay, by the first meeting in January then, okay.
No.
Me personally?
I'm suggesting that everything be turned in by December the 18th. Anybody wants to, you know, further comment, that we put it on the agenda for the second meeting of January so that we can make sure we get the information. I mean, if we do it the first meeting in January, then that doesn't mean we're going to get the information in time to, you know. Who knows? We really might have another 6 inches of papers.
Rick, I get confused now.
Huh? I'm really not in favor of that.
Well, this you did this before. I mean, if you want to not do it, doesn't bother me any. It's up to you guys. You did this before.
Yeah. We've never done it before, right, Rick?
You tried it before, and then it turned out the report that we had was not the final version, so we had to back off. So now we have the final version.
What are you not in favor of?
Well,
allowing
this historical. I mean, the historical thing should be a part of this.
Right.
But I mean, any other written comment, because the historical study, the packet of papers I have,
there was plenty of comment. Yeah.
Yes, and it was included. It was included in that.
And it was pretty redundant.
In that article of this historical study. For there was a provision for some people be part, and I can't remember the exact term, Rick, that was part of the study to comment on it. And some of the opposition were included in that study. So therefore,
I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I guess the question is, you know, from a legal standpoint,
well,
I mean,
yeah.
do you know?
I think the rationale was this: had that study been submitted at the time of the public hearing, anybody at the public hearing would have had a chance to comment on it. Because that's about the only one of the few times I think the board has ever done this, you allowed that to come in after the fact.
Right.
And I think there was some feeling that just as an abundance of fairness, you would allow people to comment on that study since it wasn't completed at the time of the public hearing.
Right. So from a legal standpoint, it, in an appeal,
I still have trouble with that because that
well, and
study
I, but again,
provides,
I'm not sure that
provides
that
provides for some of those people to speak in the study.
Sure, but I'm not certain that it provided for everybody to have that same opportunity.
Well, no, but it didn't provide for Singler to do anything else but that study either. When you look at it from that standpoint, Singler didn't provide anything else in that study. That came from the historical, but that study itself provided for some of the opposition to be part of the study.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's my disagreement with it.
All right, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with anybody here.
I'm just saying that's the reasoning for that. I don't think we need to receive any more public
comment
or written comment. That's my opinion.
I agree with you, Jeff, 100%, because everything we're going to get is the same thing over again. You look at it, it's the same thing. I'll say put the thing over December 18th, the meeting, we take a vote on it instead of dragging this thing out. That's where I'm at. I'm ready to vote on this thing.
Okay.
Well, then you didn't have all.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is not a public comment session, ma'am.
I mean, Rick, if I'm wrong, is that not legally right, Rick? I mean,
there's nothing that requires you to do this.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to get ourselves
no,
hung out either.
The study's in. I don't know if everybody has a full copy of it yet or not. I gave
everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's
got
it. If you're satisfied that you want to decide the case on the record that was presented and the study that you subsequently asked for, you can do it that way.
Good.
Cut it right off that way.
What do you think, Ron?
How do you feel?
I've got more than I can read now. It doesn't really matter to me, but I'm ready to vote either way.
To me, I say we're done with it, with what we got, we put it on the agenda.
That's it? Mr. Mills?
That's what you guys want to do, that's fine. I just, you know, from I know that.
But
it's
long as we're fine with that, Rick, I'm going to make it. We're fine with that.
Okay.
As long as you didn't get anything after the hearing.
But you were not considering.
That was not part of the public record at that time. Other than the historic study. That's the only thing your previous motion allowed to be added to the record was the historic study.
Yeah, well, I got the same letter that John got.
Okay.
I just threw them on the trash can.
Okay, that's.
And I read it for 2 days already. I mean, it was 2 separate but I came to Dawn, she would call me and I'd get you or whatever.
I mean,
so other than what you get from the zoning office then,
that,
the only thing you should be considering in addition to what you got at the hearing itself.
She'd give it to you or make sure every board member, that, matter of fact, she hand carried, I think the last two, the board members, did you know?
That's correct.
Okay, then being no further discussion, then we want to put this on for the, then December the 18th, the vote, is that correct?
I'd say yes.
Is that the motion?
Is that, meetings are when now, the?
December the 11th to December the 18th, back to back, because we got changed, but next year we'll get it back to back.
Okay.
Take that in your form.
Are you sure?
They got changed, huh? I guarantee you. Unless you need it, huh? It says that meeting again this year, somebody did it, won't be next year. Okay, we have that in the motion then. Now, with that, we're going to jump, this motion here, then.
It really doesn't, it doesn't require anything, no.
December the 18th, we'll put that on, I'd like to move forward with it too, and have it. I think everybody's had an opportunity. Okay, there being no further, business?
What about our schedule for next year?
Has everybody had a chance to look that over, their schedule for next year?
Yep.
I changed that back to December the 3rd, that, you know, Carol won the circle, that's done. Now, let me ask you a question, on the schedule that I have, if in fact something comes up and we need to change whatever, how far are you out of? Say like it's something in July, came up, I want to change it, and one of the members, if we let you know what, April, that be fine? How far do you need to know, how far are you out, 6, 8 weeks, 7 weeks?
Well, right now?
Yeah.
We're barely even scraping just to get a full schedule.
So in other words, if something came up between now and I'm just hypothetical, so I have to decide, I think I'll be going the whole month or whatever, that we will change the date, how far would you need?
I'd have to check with Joyce on that.
In a couple months, would you?
I would think so.
Okay.
Well, yeah, well.
Just roughly, I'm just saying.
It's about 8 weeks altogether, yeah, I'd say at least 2 months.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Mr. Chairman, one thing. I'm not clear on, you know, we decide, we vote on the schedule.
Yeah, we do, then it gets changed.
But if it gets changed, then why do we vote on the schedule?
Well, it's not going to get changed no more this time, because I will be going to see Mr. B about that. I don't know why it got done. The young ladies here take it back for us and they do what we ask them to do, but when it gets back to whoever types it, I guess it's do not.
Would that require that stuff have to be re-advertised?
Yeah.
For that, from the December, the first meeting?
What's that?
When that meeting got moved from the first Monday to the second Monday, did they have to re-advertise all those things?
Re-advertise or anything that got changed? We sent back that. It was approved up until like 2 months ago. It got changed. How did that get?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So, but you sent them back there dissatisfaction.
You want this just the way it is? You have it?
Yeah.
Just like this.
That's for the chairman and the board. Yeah, but you're not going to tell me we don't want that changed again, because it was up until I'd already made, you know, because we made plenty and we approved it. And then somebody back there changes, the cats have them puppies, or canary, whatever, I don't know, you know, it messes us up.
Oh yeah, I mean, when they do.
Cat, canary, color, or something.
When cats have it.
We, you know, it's like, I'll take the schedule and I'll put it in my computer.
I like that, yeah, head ladies there, I like that.
That's, I play in my calendar, my, you know, vacation or whatever.
Going away, over the holidays.
Yeah.
No,
so, if it gets switched, then.
No. It's not the young ladies.
They may not. If it gets switched, they may not have a quorum.
They might not.
Yeah.
And we walk away.
Yeah. You gotta have.
Yeah.
Okay. There being no further business.
Yes, sir. We got somebody leaving now.
Oh, we got a young lady leaving us. Dawn's going to be leaving tonight. It was her last meeting.
Oh, tonight? What?
Yep. She's retiring once the hardest to leave. Oh, no.
No, we didn't get 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah,
we
didn't get
2 weeks' notice.
Well, almost had it.
Then we get, you know, usually you get severance pay. Then you got to pay us back 2 weeks early, even earlier than they notified.
I would have told you last meeting, but it wasn't confirmed yet.
We wish you the best. She's going to be down the hall.
Yeah, I'm just going down the hall.
We wish you the best. So that
Who's taking her place?
Crazy Melissa now?
Who's taking her place?
It was you that said that, wasn't it?
No.
You had me tore up. I was trying so hard not to laugh the whole time.
Crazy Lane, crazy Melissa.